It's only 8 items for members of the public.
Fine. And how long can I have them for?
Well, you can have both fiction and reference books for 4 weeks, which isn't bad, really.
And what happens if I return them late?
Like all libraries, there's a fine system in place. The minimum fine is £1.50, but it can be much higher for some items, up to £5 per week. We'll give you a booklet with all the details when you join. You can always renew items, if they're not required by anyone else, by telephoning or logging onto our website.
Before you hear the rest of the telephone call, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
What about the computers? Can I use them free of charge?
For college students, it's free, but for external members like yourself, the first hour is free, and then we make a nominal charge of £1 per hour thereafter.
Do I have to book in advance for them?
Oh, yes, it's advisable. Most people tend to book 24 hours in advance, although sometimes you can get one with only 6 hours notice. However, the earliest you can book a computer is 48 hours before you need it, and you can only book 1 hour at a time. If no one else has booked the computer out, then you may be able to have another hour if you want. We have a wide range of databases, so the computers are in great demand.
I'm thinking of doing some writing, and I might need to access national newspapers. Do you have them on these databases?
We do indeed. We've got all the big nationals, The Guardian and The Observer, The Independent, and The Times and Sunday Times. We've also got all the local papers and a wide selection of magazines.
Excellent. I assume you have photocopying facilities?
Of course. 5p a sheet for both A4 and A3 black and white copies, and 40p a sheet for colour. You can get a card from the counter here. It doesn't take coins.
Okay. Oh, by the way, another thing I was wondering about was if you ran any writing classes through the library.
We do, but you'll have to speak to John Grantingham about that. He's our resident author. He runs the creative writing classes.
John Grant... could you spell that for me, please?
Certainly. GRANTINGHAM.
Are the classes here at the library?
Yes, he's here on Thursday evenings. Oh, no, sorry, Friday. He's just changed it. You can contact him by emailing the library.
Okay. Right. Well, that's about all I need to know. Thank you. I'll be along later this week to join. Thanks. Bye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two. Test two. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you'll have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you'll have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section one. Section one. You will hear a man telephoning a library to find out about joining. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, North College Library. How can I help you?
I was wondering if it was possible to join the library.
Are you a student at North College?
No, I'm not, but someone told me it was possible to join even if I wasn't.
That's right, it is. Are you over 18? That's our minimum joining age.
Yes, I am.
The minimum joining age is 18. So 18 years has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning, North College Library. How can I help you?
I was wondering if it was possible to join the library.
Are you a student at North College?
No, I'm not, but someone told me it was possible to join even if I wasn't.
That's right, it is. Are you over 18? That's our minimum joining age.
Yes, I am.
That's no problem, then.
Could you tell me what I have to do to join?
Well, you'll need to come into the library and fill out some forms. You'll also need to bring 2 passport photos with you. We also need 2 documents for ID, so a driving license would be fine.
I've got that. And what else? A credit card?
No, it needs to have your address on it.
Shall I bring a bank statement? Would that do?
That'll be fine.
Good. Does it cost anything to join?
Well, it's free for students here, but otherwise it's £125 per year, or £25 if you've got a current student card from another college.
I was at Westerly College until last year, but now I've got a job at Jefferson Steel Factory. It's more expensive than I thought. My local library is free.
But you'll find they don't have the range of reference books or facilities which we buy for our students. That's why you have to pay to be an external member.
I see. How many books can I borrow?
We allow 12 items borrowed at any one time if you're a student, and that includes CDs, DVDs and videos. However,